So are you the CEO of You, Inc., the CEO of your life? Alyssa Feinerman is still with us. She's the author of this book, Living in Your Top 1%. And if we look at the corporate CEOs these days and the way they behave, is that necessarily the position you want to strive for? How do we get back, Alyssa, to qualities like character and integrity, the kind of qualities that we used to associate with a CEO?
I love that point, Richard. It's such a great point because the word CEO almost has a little bit of a bad connotation right now because of everything that's gone on. But when you come to a crossroads and you're clear on your values, you're clear on your strengths, you're clear on your goals and the rituals of how you want to run your life, it's very different. And I think what you were talking about before is some of these CEOs really didn't uphold to the values. They aligned with their goals, but perhaps not the goals of the shareholders. And I think the idea of being CEO of You, Inc. has to do with really living authentically. When you are very aligned with your values and your goals, I think it's a very different story.
103.3 WAXL.